voice.
It's Murky Moo,
Christopher squeaked.
Where are you, Murky? I can't see you.
Here I am,
said Murky, as he nosed his way through the soft dirt right to where Chris and Ted were sitting.
I dug down here to get you,
said Murky.
How did you know where we were?
I watched you boys going down into the street to play, and I thought to myself that you shouldn't be down there,
said Murky.
I knew about this little shelf. I thought you might have landed here.
Oh, Murky, you were right. Mama told me not to play in the gutters, but we did. And a wall of water washed us down here, and some mean rats came.
I know, said Murky, and the rats will be back soon. If we don't get out of here now, those rats won't let you leave. You'll be their prisoners. We must go.
But, Murky, how did you get here so quickly?
I'm a mole, said Murky proudly. I can tunnel under the ground. I'll get you out,
continued Murky.
Let's go. Chris, grab hold of my tail. And Ted, you grab hold too. Follow me.
All set,
shouted Christopher.
It's gonna be hard climbing. I know you guys aren't moles. I'll go as slowly as I can.
Then Murky began the long climb back up through the earth. The dirt got into the eyes and fur of the little mice. They seemed to climb for hours. Suddenly, Ted said,
Christopher, look, there's a light up ahead.
We're almost out, said Murky.
As they crawled through the hole, squinting at the bright light, Christopher was surprised to see his whole family standing there in the rain.
Mama, Papa, how did you know where we were?
Asked Christopher. Murky told us, said Mama, hugging Christopher. He told us so that we wouldn't worry. We knew he was going after you. Aunt Snooty and Uncle Rudy were hugging their son Ted and trying to brush the mud and dirt off his face. Mama took her handkerchief and wiped Christopher's face. Oh, Chris, do you know that it's a miracle you didn't drown? If Murky hadn't seen you, none of us would have known where to look for you.
I know, Mama, sobbed Christopher. I am so sorry that I didn't obey.
We'll talk later about your punishment, said Mama. I think you probably have had enough for one day.
I'm so glad you're safe,
said Papa, giving Christopher's paw a squeeze.
Me too, said Christopher.
I hope you've learned your lesson about how important it is to obey.
Oh, I have, Papa. I've learned that when Mama says not to do something, it's not because she wants to keep me from having fun. It's because she really has a good reason.